Before we finish this lecture, let's look at a few example cases. In this first case, this patient experienced an acute onset of right-sided weakness, facial droop, and slurred speech 2 hours before the CT scan was performed. Clinically, there were no contraindications to thrombolysis. We show two key axial CT sections for you to assess. Apply the questions, are there confounders to interpretation, is there any hemorrhage, and would you thrombolyze this patient? The scan is technically good and without artifact, so we can answer the question, are the confounders to interpretation, no. What about hemorrhage? You may have noticed a small hyperdense focus in the patient's right lentiform nucleus, just laterally to the genu of the internal capsule. This is a common location for mineral deposits in the brain, which look dense, similar to acute hemorrhage. Often the mineralization is symmetric, which can be helpful to increase confidence in the identification of mineralization, but in this case the deposit is asymmetrical. The history, however, helps us because the patient is symptomatic on the right side and we expect the patient's left hemisphere to be affected. The hyperdense focus is on the wrong side and is in a location typical for mineralization, so we can say there is no hemorrhage. In the absence of acute hemorrhage, you could go ahead and thrombolyze this patient. What about signs of acute ischemic stroke? Scrutinizing the rest of the brain for early infarct signs reveals nothing of significance. The scan is normal. We do have a follow-up scan for this patient 24 hours after thrombolysis. In the left hemisphere, a subacute cortical MCA territory infarct is now visible, with profound hypoattenuation, effacement of the overlying sulci, and loss of the cortical gray matter. Note that you were able to make your thrombolysis treatment decision for this patient on the basis of a normal scan.